Bantam Audio Publishing presents Those Grand Occasions at the End of the Road. Norman Tuttle had a good Thanksgiving, the best. It became one of those sort of momentous occasions that even at the age of 12, he knew would stay with him, no doubt, for as long as he lives. The day started out quietly enough. Norman and his dad worked together in the basement most of the morning, putting away fishing gear and cleaning up to accommodate the house full of relatives due that afternoon. Norman's mother was in the kitchen cooking and running herd on the three younger brothers and sisters who were going slightly crazy with the anticipation of what was obviously a special day, even though they had no idea what the occasion was. Norman knew what it was, but he didn't care, or even much care to think about it. He was enjoying the time with his dad in the basement. Ever since the accident on the boat 2 months before, Norman and his dad had something special between them. If you don't remember that story, Norman had fallen off his dad's fishing boat in the dark on the way back to town, and no one had seen him go. He'd sat on an old dock piling he'd managed to bump into for most of the night, waiting for his father to notice he was gone and come find him. When his father did notice he was gone, he thought Norman was gone, lost, drowned, gone. During the 4 hours of what he thought was aimless searching, the elder Tuttle had made a pact with God. He swore that if he got his boy back, that he would never...